弟兄姐妹、福音朋友们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
很高兴啊，今天能在这里啊，靠着主的恩典，跟大家分享我自己得救的见证。
I'm very glad that I can share with you my personal testimony by the grace of God.
我想首先我还是欢迎一下今天啊刚刚受浸的弟兄姐妹们哈。
I think first of all, I still would like to welcome those who were just baptized today.
啊，弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？我们蒙了是一个何等大的恩典。
The brothers and sisters, do you know that we have received such a grace?
我们掉在一个恩典当中，我们自己都不知道有多大。
We fall into a grace which is so great that it's beyond our understanding.
啊，我跟你们一样，很多年前啊，我从来没有想过自己能成为一个基督徒啊。
I were just like you many years ago. I didn't think that I could become a Christian.
小时候有过梦想，可能想当工程师。
I have a childhood dream to become an engineer.
或者当科学家。
Or become a scientist.
从来没有想过能成为一个基督徒。
I have never have the thought that I would become a Christian.
但是神的道路高过我的道路。
But yet the way of the Lord is higher than mine.
神的意念高过我的意念。
And his thought is higher than mine.
所以我今天啊，真是愿意跟大家分享我自己啊蒙恩得救的见证。
So today I would like to share with you my testimony of how was I saved.
啊，我啊生长在一个非常贫穷的农村。
I grew up in a very poor village.
当我小的时候，我听爸爸妈妈讲啊，就是他们常常为了第二天的饭食去奔波。
And in my childhood, I often heard my parents saying that they have been laboring for the meal next day.
但是这些事情我都不知道哈，我感觉自己过的一个非常快乐单纯的童年。
And yet I didn't quite realize these things, but I had a very happy and pure childhood.
虽然大多时候都是快乐单纯的。
Even most of the time was kind of simple and happy.
但是有的时候我会思想一些非常严肃的问题。
And yet from time to time I would think about something very serious.
啊，现在想来是非常严肃的，但是当时候不知道哈。
And now think back, it was a very serious, but at that time I didn't realize that.
我就常常问父亲母亲，哎，我是从哪里来的？
I often ask my parents where I came from.
所以他们就搪塞我说，你是捡来的。
And they were just arbitrarily gave me some answers that you would kind of pick up somewhere else.
Yeah, 我当然对这样的答案也是半信半疑哈。
And I have really have some doubt concerning that answer.
还有我小的时候有很多的恐惧。
And also, when I was a child, I have a much fear.
第一次我是恐惧黑暗。
First of all, I was a fear of darkness.
因为我们那个农村啊，没有电哈，就是那个黑暗是全然的黑暗，一点光都没有的。
So in my village, we didn't have electricity, so the darkness was it was a pitch dark.
晚上上厕所都不敢去。
And I didn't even dare to go to a bathroom at night.
哎呀，那我们农村的厕所不是在屋里，还在外面。
And because in the village, the bathroom is not attached to the house, it's detached from the house.
我还有一个更大的恐惧。
And I also have a greater fear.
因为农村啊，有的年长的一些人过世啊，他们一过世我就非常害怕。
And because at that time, when some elderly pass away, when they pass away, I was very much afraid.
特别是一到天黑的时候啊，村里的人就把他们的棺材抬到一个坑旁边，然后就把他埋在里边。
And also at the dawn, they carry the coffin to a pit and about to bury the coffin.
所以我害怕的就问父亲母亲说，哎，他们去哪里了？
And in my fear, I will ask my parents, where would they go?
当然爸爸妈妈他们没有答案。
Of course, I couldn't find the answer from my parents.
说你还小，你不用想这些事。
And they would say to me, "Oh, you're still a little. You don't have to think about these things."
那就说为什么人会死啊？
And I asked them why man would die.
啊，你不用管了，他人到时候就死了。
And they said, "Don't worry about that. When time comes, you will die."
所以说我们在他们那里得不到答案。
So I couldn't find the answer from them.
所以说现在想来，虽然小还是单纯哈，但是这些问题都是我们信耶稣要解决的问题。
And when I think back, this is seems a simple question for a kid. And yet, when we believe in the Lord, these are the questions we are yet to have an answer to.
我听过好多弟兄姐妹做见证哈，他们小的时候都有同样的情况。
I heard many testimonies when they are when brothers and sisters when they were young, they have the same kind of question.
所以我的大女儿哈跟我一样。
So my elderly daughter, my older daughter, have this kind of a question too.
在我的家里不能提死这个字。
So in my family, we cannot mention the word death.
甚至一些苍蝇蚊子，我们能赶出去，不能打死。
So even some flies in our house, we can only cast them out. We cannot smash them dead to die.
2008年回国的时候，我的爸爸妈妈看到我们回家了，高兴哈，就把家里养的鸡杀掉了，款待我们。
And year of 2008, when we went back China for a visit, my parents just killed a chicken to welcome us.
但是不小心被我的大女儿发现了。
And somehow my daughter saw that.
啊，她就跳着脚的哭。
And then she was jumping up and down and she was crying.
她对爸对我说，她说爸爸，你喜欢死吗？
And she was saying to me, Father, do you like death?
但我说不喜欢。
I say, no, I don't.
啊，那你为什么要杀掉这些鸡？
And she would say, why do you want to kill those chickens?
啊，但是我当然没有啊很好的答案给她。
Of course, I didn't, I couldn't give her a good answer.
但是我知道她心里的感觉是好的。
But, and yet I know that the feeling she had was good.
她知道这个生命是可贵的。
And she feels that the life is precious.
她知道爱惜这个生命。
And she has this feeling to treasure this life.
所以说我感谢主。
And so I really thank the Lord.
但是很可惜。
But very pitifully.
当我们小的时候这种单纯，这种非常，对这些非常严肃问题的思考哈，随着我们年纪慢慢长大，啊，就被蒙蔽了。
And the simplicity and also the thoughts concerning these serious questions has become fading away as we grow up.
因为我们被教导，这个世界上有很多重要的事情要做。
Because we have been taught that there are many important things we need to do in this world.
啊，爸爸妈妈说你要好好读书。
And the parents will tell you, you need to study hard.
你不好好读书，就像我一样种地，没有出息。
And if you do not study hard, then you will become a farmer like us, that you have no future.
啊，我们老师也教导我们，你们好好读书，才能出人头地。
And our teachers also have been teaching us, you need to work hard so that you will have a bright future.
啊，我们受的教育也是无神论的教育。
And also our education is an education of atheism.
啊，这个世界上没有救世主。
And there is no savior in this world.
你要靠自己。
You need to rely on yourselves.
所以说我们都是成了坚定的无神论者。
So we have become a firm believers in atheism.
所以说啊，慢慢当我们长大以后啊，我们就非常抵抗这个基督的信仰。
And so when we grew up, we have a stronger resistance to the belief in Christ.
特别是当我第一次听到基督的时候，听到基督耶稣的这个信仰的时候，从我的舅舅那里听到的。
Especially the first time when I heard a belief concerning Jesus Christ, I heard it from my uncle.
那时候我的舅舅他们已成了基督徒。
At that time, my uncle has become a Christian.
他们就到我家里来传福音。
And they came to our house to preach the gospel.
我跟我的爸爸是非常坚决的反对。
My father and I was very much against it.
呀，我的爸爸都甚至跟他们讲，如果你们是因为传耶稣到我家里来，那你们以后就不要来了。
My father even told them that if youcame to our house just to preach the gospel, then you don't have to come anymore.
感谢主，我要可能要为我爸爸做一个小的见证哈。
And we thank the Lord, and I need to also testify for my father.
他是一个非常坚定的无神论者。
He was a staunch atheist.
但是他到这里不到两个星期就感谢主，他归到主的名下。
And yet, when he came to the States, less than 2 weeks, he became a believer.
他在我们那里当了一个小官哈。
Back in China, he was a low rank officer.
管着很多的共产党员。
And he was a communist managing, taking care of many communists.
他年轻的时候，他坚信共产主义一定会实现。
And when he in his youth, he firmly believed that the communism will can be realized.
他受洗之后，他跟我说，他说回去我要告诉我的同事。
And when he was baptized, he told me that after I return, I will tell my colleagues.
说共产主义已经实现了。
Communism has been realized.
教会就是共产主义。
Church is the realization of communism.
其实我爸爸只说对了一点点。
And of course, my father only was only right partially.
共产主义是仍然是人的社会啊。
And communism is just a part of the human society.
但是教会是神的家。
And yet, church is household of God.
但是他能看到这个神的家里面有这种和谐，有这种美好。
And yet he was able to see the harmony and this beauty in God's house.
但是当我年轻的时候，我们两个都是非常坚定的无神论。
And yet when I was young, both of us were staunch atheists.
所以说那个我自己慢慢慢慢逃不过这个福音啊，要从那个跟我的妻子就是小红姐妹哈认识开始。
So the first time I couldn't escape from the gospel, starting from my meeting with my girlfriend, my wife, 小红。
那是1995年的大年初二啊。
That was the second day of a Lunar New Year in the year of 1995.
第一次总是印象很深刻。
And you always leave a very deep impression of when the first time we met.
那个时候他是回山东老家去探望他的亲戚。
At that time, she returned to Shandong to visit her family.
他的家住在长春。
And her family was
中国的东北。
长春, that's northeastern of China.
我在山东那时候上大学。
At that time, I was in college in Shandong.
我们过年的时候见过一面以后我就上学了。
And we met once during the Lunar New Year time and I went back to school.
可能就把她忘记了。
And I forgot about her.
Yeah, 因为就短短的一面之后我就上大学我以为她就回东北了再也没有联系了。
And because after that meeting, and then I returned to school and she returned to the northeast part of China.
那个时候我上大学每隔几个月会回家一趟。
And when I was in college, I would return home once every month.
就在我回家一个周六，我是回家去看望爸爸妈妈的时候。
On one Saturday, and I returned home to visit my parents.
我带着我的小妹妹去我的舅舅家。
I took my younger sister to visit my uncle's house.
小红的姑姑就是我的舅妈，他们是一个亲戚哈，所以我们是一个有一点偏亲。
Okay,
yeah,
so,
it's hard to translate.
Okay, so my wife is Xiao Hong's aunt is my...
Yeah, 我的舅母。
Okay, so
it's a
distant relatives of mine.
我到那一看他们，我说你不是回东北了吗？
And when I saw her, I said, haven't you returned to 东北, the east, northeast part of China?
她说我第二天要走。
And she said, I will be leaving the next day.
所以说我现在回想起来真是神的恩典。
And when I think back, it was a grace of God.
也是神的安排。
Because it was his arrangement.
要不是我一时心血来潮要回家的话可能就跟他一辈子错过。
And if I didn't go home at that time, probably I just missed out the opportunity of meeting her.
当时不知道。
But at that time, I didn't realize that.
所以说很多时候当我们回头看的时候才看得清神的恩典。
And a lot of times when we look back, we can see the grace of God.
所以当时我们就谈了好多彼此非常有好感就留下了互相的联系方式。
And we have a very good conversation. We have a mutual good feeling to each other. And we left the contact information to each other.
那个时候我就知道他是一个基督徒。
At that time, I knew that she was a Christian.
所以说我心里非常矛盾。
And so that I was a kind of a perplexed in my heart.
我一方面觉得他是完全能配得上我。我一方面觉得她是一个很好的妻子。
So on the one hand, I feel like she would become a very good wife.
但一方面我又怕我跟她相处她会跟我传福音。
But on the other hand, I feel that in our being together, she will preach the gospel to me.
但是呢我当时已经知道我对基督徒已经有一些好感。
By that time, I already have a very good feeling toward Christians.
因为我的舅舅家他们是基督徒嘛刚才讲过他们在墙上有好多的经文。
Because I already mentioned that my uncles and his families are Christians, so they already have a lot of verses hanging on the wall.
我记得比较清楚的一条经文就是那个十条诫命。
And I remember more clearly is about the verses about the Ten Commandments.
前四条我当时不明白了，我看第五条是要孝敬父母。
And of course, the four commandments I didn't understand, but the fifth one said you need to be obedient to your parents, honor your fathers.
我觉得这个是好的品格。
I think that is a good virtue.
所以说我的妈妈经常跟我讲，你找媳妇，你一定要找孝敬父母的。
Because a lot of times I was told by my parents, when you find a wife, you need to find a wife who will honor your parents.
所以说我觉得这个我妈妈肯定会满意。
I feel like, okay, this wife will satisfy my mom.
后面都是好的品格，不要杀人，不要偷盗，不要奸淫。不要贪恋别人的财物。
And also other good virtues concerning do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, and do not bear false witness.
所以说我们都是基督徒，那这个社会不就和谐了吗？多好呢。
And I feel like, okay, if we all become Christians, then the society will become harmonious. That would be great.
但是我自己心里真是不相信。
But at that time, indeed, in my heart, I didn't want to believe.
另一条经文我记得比较清楚的就是那个爱的真谛，就是哥林多前书。第十三章四到八节，对吧
？Okay. And then another portion of verses I remember more clearly is about First Corinthians chapter 13, concerning the meaning of love is from verses 4 to 8.
啊，上面说的是爱是恒久忍耐。
It says love is long suffering.
哦，这条很好。
And I think this is good.
要夫妻之间他要能够恒久忍耐，啊，多好。
And that will be great for a husband and wife if they can have long patience.
所以说你知道吗，我虽然心里非常反对这个信仰，但是呢我对这些信仰有好感，我希望别人都能够成为基督徒，我甚至希望我未来的妻子也是个基督徒。
So even deep in my heart, I was very much against belief, but yet I have this good feeling toward the belief. I hope that everybody else will become Christians and my wife, future wife will be a Christian.
但是我当时不知道哈，要找一个基督徒的女朋友是有代价的。
But I didn't know that in order to have a Christian wife, there's a price to pay.
当我到长春市要去读研究生的时候，我跟他家有更多的接触。
And later, as I went to the city of Changchun to pursue my study, graduate study, and I have a further interactions with her family.
我才知道这个代价就是我必须要成为基督徒。
I realized that I came to realize that the price is that I myself has to become a Christian.
啊，我岳母是非常热心的基督徒。
My mother-in-law was a very devout Christian.
我那是一到他的家里去，他就让我信主。
And so once I step into their house, she would want me to become a Christian.
我那个有一段时间啊，我就心里非常的矛盾。
And for a period of time, I was greatly perplexed.
所以说一到他家里的时候，我就想办法的话躲避不跟他见面。
So when I visited their house, I just trying to find all the possible chances to avoid meeting her.
当时候我岳母。当有一天我跟小红姐妹要谈婚论嫁的时候
，So one time as I was in discussion with my wife concerning marriage，
我的岳母就郑重地跟我说，你必须要成为基督徒才能够结婚。
And my mother-in-law was very serious talking to me. You have to become a Christian in order to talk about marriage.
我说这是什么逻辑
？I said what kind of logic is that？
我说你慢慢你让我慢慢来哈。
Let me take it slow.
但是那个神的不放过我们哈。
And yet,
神的不放过我。
And God just would not let me go.
当我慢慢慢慢在他家里的时候，我发现我对那个这个信仰有更多的一点的认识。
As I continue to in contact with the family, I came to know a bit better about the belief.
因为跟他们相比，我看到我自己身上一些败坏。
Because in my interaction with them, I came to realize my own corruptions.
我看到自己里面一些顽梗。
I saw some stubbornness in me.
我记得有一次啊，他们全家跪下来祷告。
I remember one time their entire family knelt before the Lord and prayed.
我就像没有事一样，我坐在旁边就看报纸啊。
And I just sat there and reading the newspaper.
当那个他们祷告完了之后，小红的弟弟就对我说，你是读过书的人吗？小红
的
弟弟。
And so after they finished praying, the brother of my wife said to me, are you a literate?
读过书 ,OK. 他说你怎么这么不懂礼貌
?How come you are so, so much, you are not so courteous?
Yeah, 我现在当时心里有非常大的自责。
And I feel very bad in me.
因为我实在是看到我真是不懂礼貌。
Because I really saw that I was not very courteous.
Yeah, 因为我的岳父岳母他们都跪在那里，我还坐在旁边。
Because my parents-in-law was kneeling down, and then I was sitting there alone.
要是我有三个女儿哈，要是等我长大了，我碰到这样的不懂礼貌的，还要跟我的孩子要谈对象，我早把他轰出去了。
I have three daughters, and I think back if I someone who is so don't know the courtesy and still would like to marry my daughters, I probably just cast him out.
感谢主，我当时没有被赶出去。
I thank the Lord because I was not cast out then.
Yeah, 他们用他们的爱心和宽容来包容我。
Because they accommodated me with their grace and then their love.
他们用基督的爱来爱我。
They love me with the love of Christ.
这时候我慢慢看到自己里面的败坏。
And gradually I saw the corruption in me.
也对罪有了一点点认识。
And I came to understand a little bit about sin.
因为我看到这圣经里这个罪，不是指的我们在这个 世界上杀人放火才是罪。
And because the sin mentioned in the Bible is not talking about some crimes we committed in society.
圣经里这个罪指的不完全，不完全 ，not perfect.
Okay. The sin in the Bible means imperfection.
所以说，当我们听了不该听的东西啊，就是罪了。
So if we hear something we ought not to, then that's a sin.
有没有？我们都有，我想。
And do you have done that? I think we all have.
我们看了不该看的东西也是罪。
We have seen something that we ought not to, then that's a sin.
我们说了不该说的话也是罪。
And if we say something we ought not to, that's also a sin.
甚至我们想了不该想的东西也是罪。
If we think something we ought not to, then that's also a sin.
那有没有没有罪的呢？
And do we have anyone who is sinless?
我想没有。
I think no.
所以说那个时候我就非常认同这个信仰里面的一些真理。
And then I at that time agreed very much to some truth in the belief.
啊，被这种爱所吸引。
And I was attracted to the love of the Lord.
所以说我就成了基督徒。
And then I become a Christian.
但是很遗憾，在我信主的前几年，我没有好好的追求。
And regrettably, I didn't pursue well in my first few years of believing the Lord.
啊，我非常喜欢这个世界上的生活。
I really very much enjoy the life in this world.
我就特别不愿意去聚会。
I didn't want to go to church meetings.
啊，一到聚会里面就睡觉。
And I slept in the meetings whenever I went.
啊，东北那个冬天是外面是冰天雪地，非常的寒冷啊。
In the northeastern part of China, in the winter it was freezing out there.
但是屋里的非常暖和，教会的聚会大厅里非常暖和。
And yet inside of the building it was very warm, and so in the church buildings it was very warm.
所以我一坐呢，听他们唱诗歌，我就睡着了。
So whenever I sat down and heard they're singing the hymns, I fell in sleep.
当他们聚会完一起来祷告，我就被惊醒了。
And whenever they conclude the meetings, they stood up and praying. I just got woke up.
这样一直持续到2004年。
And this condition has been prolonged until the year of 2004.
神带我来到美国。
God led me to the States.
现在回想起来，真是神的恩典。
When I think back, it was indeed the grace of God.
啊，圣经里记载啊，神带领亚伯拉罕出乌尔啊。
And the Bible recorded that the Lord led Abraham out of Ur.
他看到亚伯拉罕祖先在大河的东边敬拜别神，就带他离开那个地方。
Because he saw the Abraham and his ancestors worship other gods, so he led him across the river.
那神看到我在中国也不敬拜这个神，他就带我离开中国。
And the Lord saw me didn't worship him, the true God, and so he led me to leave China.
我来到美国，在美国又重新回到啊神的家中。
And when I came to the States, I again returned to the house of God.
当然，这个过程并不一帆风顺。
Of course, the process itself was not as smooth.
我一来到美国，遇到很多很多的困难。
When I came to the States, I encountered many difficulties.
我甚至不用多讲，每一个刚来美国的弟兄姐妹和福音朋友们，你们都知道那个艰辛。
And I think I don't have to mention details, but everyone who has come to the States, you understand the hardship.
啊，我有语言的问题。
I have a problem with my language.
别人讲什么，特别是我刚来的时候，要建立一个实验室，所以需要打电话 order 很多东西。
And so especially when I first came to the States, I need to build up my lab, and I need to make a lot of phone calls.
接电话的人也不知道你是刚来的，也不知道你是中国人。
And so on the other hand of the line, didn't know you just came to the States, didn't know you are Chinese.
所以说我就一直的要求你可不可以讲慢一点，可不可以讲慢一点。
So I have to ask him, could you slow down a little bit? Don't speak that fast.
啊，工作中好多的问题。
And also there's much difficulties in study.
啊，不管我怎么努力，我怎么总感觉够不上那个老板对我的期望。
And no matter how hard I worked, it seems it's hard for me to reach the expectation of my boss.
啊，家庭里面的问题。
And there's also problems in family.
啊，我的姐妹自己带的孩子，她英语也不好，她非常的孤单。
And my wife is taking care of the kids, and she is not very good in English, so she was very lonely.
啊，我刚来这边也没有朋友，也非常的孤单。
And when I just came, I didn't have a friends, I was very lonely too.
啊，这个时候。我又回到教会里面，一下子被神的爱所吸引。
At that time, I returned to the church, and my heart again attracted by the Lord.
啊，弟兄姐妹、福音朋友们。
Brothers and sisters and the gospel friends.
啊，我不知道你们以前没有到美国教会之前，没有来美国来教会之前，你看没看过这种爱？
And I wonder whether you have seen this kind of love before you came to the church.
啊，弟兄姐妹真是爱你们。
And brothers and sisters truly love you.
啊，带你们去 shopping 啊，带你们来教会，还要预备饭食。
They took you to do grocery shopping, and then they also bring you to church meetings and also prepare meals for you.
你觉得他们是从想从你们身上得到什么吗
？And do you think what they would like to gain anything from you?
啊，绝对不是。
It's not the case.
他是想把一个最美好的东西给你。
And they would like to give you something that is the best.
啊，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说我那个时候被神的爱所吸引。
So at that time, my heart was attracted by the love of God.
又回到神的家中。
And I returned to the house of God.
啊，虽然如此。
Even so.
我在信主以来，一直有信心里面有很多的问题。
And after I believed in the Lord, I always had these questions in faith.
特别是对我们这种学科学的人来讲。
Especially for those who are in science field.
只有科学讲得通的，我们才认为是可信的。
And only that can be explained by science, we feel that's something that we can believe.
那科学讲不通的，我就认为是不可信的。
If something cannot be explained by science, we will feel like that's not something we can believe in.
所以说圣经上这好多的神迹啊，像童女生子，像死人复活，像那个主耶稣在海面上行走，这些我就觉得是不可信的。
And so there's many miracles in the Bible, so like the birth from a virgin and also walking, resurrection and also walking on the sea. I will feel like those are things that are unbelievable.
所以说我里面有很多的问题。
So I had many questions.
但是神也是啊，借着两次福音的特会哈，解决了我这些问题。
Yeah, God solved my problems through two gospel conferences.
我刚来美国的那个第三个月哈。我们那有个福音的特会啊，有一个弟兄跟我们分享福音。
The third month when I came to the States, there was a gospel conference, and a brother shared the gospel with us.
他分享自己在这方面的经历。
And he shared about his personal experiences.
他说他也是一个理性主义者。
And he said that he was also a rational person.
他在服侍神的时候，他就跟神祷告说：“神啊，你一定让我想明白你。
”And when he served God, he would say that.God, you have led me to think you through. I understand you completely.
如果我不明白，我怎么能够向福音朋友传福音呢？
If I cannot understand you, how can I share the gospel with the gospel friends?
如果我不明白，我怎么能够跟弟兄姐妹互相鼓励，他们一起来成长呢？
If I don't understand you, how can I encourage brothers and sisters so that we can grow together?
他自己也经历了一个很大的一个挣扎。
And he had a great struggle in himself.
他说有一天傍晚的时候，他就坐在一棵大树底下，望着满天的繁星，他就祷告神。
And so he said one at the evening underneath a tree, and he looked at the stars in the sky. He prayed to God.
他说神啊，你让我明白你。
He said, God, please let me understand you.
你让我明白你。
Please let me understand you.
啊，忽然之间神就让他明白。
And all of a sudden, God made him understand.
啊，我们这位神是不可能完全想明白的。
And to understand that the God is beyond our understanding.
因为我们受造的这么有限的人不可能明白无限大的神。
Because we are creatures are limited, we cannot understand the unlimited, the great God.
所以说福音朋友们。
So, gospel friends.
我跟你们一样。
I'm just like you.
但是我们知道这个神是一个无限大的。
And yet we know that this God, who is infinitely great,
我们要知道我们自己的有限。
We need to know our limitations.
那你说我们怎么办呢？怎么才能相信呢
？And then you will say that, oh, what should we do? How can we believe?
圣经教导我们相信神的办法。
And the Bible teaches us how to believe.
和拜神呢，当用心灵和诚实来拜他。
It says worship God, you need to worship in spirit and truth.
当你愿意相信这位神的时候，你就会经历他的恩典，你就会越来越相信他。
And when you are willing to believe in him, then you will experience his grace, and the more and more you will believe in him.
我就简单的讲一讲我经历神的几个方面的恩典。
And then I will simply share with you the several aspects of how I experienced the grace of God.
我就讲一方面神的保守啊。
And the one aspect of it is the keeping of God.
因为神的恩典实在是太多，我们不可能讲完。
Because there are many graces of God, I cannot exhaust it.
我有三次开车闯红灯，完全是我的责任，跟别的车擦肩而过，没有出车祸。
For three times I ran a red light. It was all my responsibility, and I was the one to blame. And I just escaped narrowly from another car.
第一次是我自己。
And the first time I was alone.
第二次是带着我的姐妹和孩子。
And the second time I was with my wife and also with my kids.
第三次是带着我的父母，还有当时我的姐妹已经怀孕。
And the third time I was with my parents and also with my wife, and my wife was pregnant at that time.
第三次呢，就是2009年的8月22号。
And the third time happened in August 22nd, 2009.
过两天我的父母就要回中国。
And just in a few days, my parents will return to China.
那天晚上我开着车带着姐妹还有爸爸妈妈很晚回到家，可能也是被他们 distract， 孩子他后面在讲话，我就听着我的姐妹她在叫，但是我看到红灯，我没有看到红灯，我就打一个左转要回到我家，但是那个地方是红灯，一个车就跟我擦肩而过。
So at that time, that was late at night. I was with my wife and also with my parents, and we were driving, approaching a traffic light. And probably I was distracted with my kids because they were talking in the back. And then all of a sudden, I heard the screaming of my wife, and she said, "It's a red light." But I didn't see it. I just make the left turn, and all of a sudden, I just passed narrowly from another car.
回到家以后，我就告诉我。的姐妹跟我们，我说我们跪下来祷告，感谢神。
And after we returned home, I just told my wife, let's kneel down and pray to God.
我在祷告中我就说，神啊，我是死过的人。
And in my prayer, I say, God, I'm the person who already died.
若不是你的保守，我可能已经失去我的孩子。
Without your keeping, I may have lost my kids.
可能也失去我的父母。
I may have lost my parents.
我甚至我们全家就再也不是一个完整的家。
And my family will be broken.
所以说感谢神，神他真是来保守我们。
I really thank God because he have kept us.
但是并不是说我们信主之后我们就没有苦难。
And it's not to say that after believing the Lord then we will have no tribulation.
所以说下面我还要讲一个小小的见证，请弟兄姐妹福音朋友特别注意听。我的 point 是说神在苦难里面有拯救。
And so I'm going to share another brief testimony, but I would like to ask you to pay attention to, because the point is that even in our tribulation, there is salvation.
我在原来上学的地方叫克莱姆森。
And so the school I studied in was at Clemson.
我一个校友，他带着他的女儿在克莱姆森工作。
And one of my alumni who has worked at Clemson with his daughter.
他的妻子带着他的儿子在纽约工作。
And his wife worked in New York with their son.
他每隔一两个月就会开车带着他女儿去看他的太太。
And once every two months, he will drive his daughter to New York to see his wife and his son.
有一天星期五，他就带着他的女儿去看他的太太。那一天是他的妈妈刚到美国的第三天。
Okay, so that was one Friday, and he drove his daughter to New York and to see his wife and his son, and that was the third day that his mom visited from China.
在高速路上刚开出克莱姆森一个多小时出了车祸。
And they just left the Clemson for about an hour. It was on the highway. He got involved in a car accident.
当我们教会几位弟兄知道的时候，已经是深夜。
And when church brother and sister knew about the news, it was already in the late night.
我们几个人第二天上午就去看他。
And the next morning, a few of us went to visit him.
当我第一眼看到他，他已经在床上，我们不知道他能不能再醒过来。
And the first glimpse, he was on the bed. We didn't know that whether he will come back to his consciousness.
听医生讲，他送进来的时候，他的头部，医生也是根据事实推测，因为没有人见过那个车祸发生的那个场面。
And so the doctor told us that when my friend was sent to the hospital, and his head, he make a prognosis based on what he saw, because nobody witnessed the accident.
他说这车一定是失去控制，然后又一个坚硬的东西撞到车里面，把这个弟兄的头部最不重要的部分粉碎性骨折。
So that was the accident happened when the car lost control, and there was something very hard sticking into the car and hit the head of the brother and caused us bone fractures.
我一边看着那个弟兄啊，当时他还不是弟兄啊，后来他是经过这个车祸信主。
And when I look at the person, he was not yet a brother because after the accident he became a believer.
医生就跟我讲他那个抢救的场面。
And the doctor told me how they tried to save the person.
他说他那个头部那个血怎么也止不住，不知道怎么从哪一根血管的，就从他那大腿部一根引线从一个动脉进去能够找到那个血管。
And the doctor did their best try to stop the bleeding, but they could not. So they put a kind of a fish line through the vein and try to find the artery.
当时候我听到的时候，我一边看着那个情，我就好像经历一个极大的恐怖，我就受不了，我就蹲在旁边，低着头，我就难受的不得了。
And when I saw that, I was in great pain and fear, so I knelt down and I couldn't stand it.
那是一个非常特别的一个经历，就像地狱的审判一样，我就觉得那个恐怖是我自己受不了的。
And that was a very special experience. That's as if it was the first judgment. I couldn't take it.
弟兄姐妹也都很难过。
And brother and sister were very in much grief.
我们没有别的办法，只能为他祷告。
But we couldn't do anything but pray for him.
感谢主。
We thank the
Lord. 几天之后，这个弟兄能够醒过来。
And a few days later, this brother woke up.
还没有一点点的后遗症。
And he didn't have any side effect.
当时已经不能讲话了，因为头这个嘴这个部分做了手术，不能讲话了。
At that time, because of the surgery, he couldn't talk.
但是他的手还能写。
And yet he was able to write.
当我们的弟兄跟他传福音的时候，他的眼睛就不一样。他说：“我愿意接受主耶稣。”
And when our brother preached the gospel to him, and he wrote and said, "I'm willing to believe."
当后来他出了院之后，他就跟我们做见证说。他经历一个无边的黑暗。
And when he was out of the hospital, and he testified with us that he experienced a very infinite darkness.
他说他不知道为什么他的车会失去控制，他开车那么多年，他不知道为什么他自己出了车祸。
And he said that he didn't know why he would lose control of his car because he had driven for so many years, and that was the first time.
但是他还清楚地记得另外一件事。
And yet he still remembered another thing.
他记得在出车祸前的一段时间，他停下来，把他的女儿从那个 van 的第二排挪到第三排。
And he remembered that just before the occurring of the accident, he stopped the car and moved his daughter from the second row of the van to the third.
他也不知道他为什么这么做。
And he didn't know why he would do that.
当我们看到那个车子的时候，那个车的前面就已经完全不像样子。
And when we look at the car and the van, the front portion of the van was totaled.
我们看到那个座位上还有好多的鲜血。
And even on the seats, we see that the stains of blood.
但是那个第三排是没有事情，他的女儿只是小脚趾头有一点刮伤，一点问题没有。
And yet it was completely intact for the third row, and his daughter was just had some scratch on her toes.
他得救之后，他跟我们做见证的时候，他就跟我们唱那个诗篇二十三篇。他说：“我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，却不怕遭害。”
And after he believed in the Lord, and he sang the song from Psalm 23, and he said that even I have gone through the valley of a shadow of death, and yet I do not fear.
福音朋友们，我们的主是一个在苦难中能拯救的主。
Gospel friends, our Lord is a Lord who can save in our affliction.
你们愿意接受这样的主吗？
Are you willing to receive such a Lord?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
亲爱的朋友们，各位亲弟兄姊妹们，你们好。
And greetings to you, dear friends and dear brothers and sisters.
今天的话就说我长芬弟兄和我想再次把神的福音介绍给大家。
Our brother and I would like to again to introduce the gospel of God to you.
我想靠神的恩典再把福音的真理给大家说一下。
And I think by the grace of God, I would like to share the truth concerning the gospel.
我记得有一次我在波特兰那个教会做见证，就像长芬弟兄一样，做完见证，一个台下一个物理的一个老教授，物理学的教授就对我说
，And I remember one time when I give my testimony to a gospel friends in Portland, and after I get done with my testimony, there was a physics professor, an elderly professor, who said to me.
他说每次做见证我在下面都在观察，我看看这个人这个信主的他改变的转折点在哪里，最后我发现就是一个字，信。
And he said that every time when I sat there to watch the people who to give testimony, and I would like to see what's the turning point, and every time I can identify the turning point is faith, belief.
哎呀，我觉得他把我们这个福音这个含义讲得非常的清楚。
I think he said it very clearly concerning the gospel.
福音的话，简单的说，可以用约翰福音三章十六节我们做个总结。
And concerning the gospel, we probably can use John 3:16 as a summary.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣基督是神的独生子，是神所赐给我们的礼物。
Jesus Christ is the only begotten son of God, and it is the gift that God has given us.
神的话告诉我们，每个人得救不是因为别的，而是你相信耶稣基督，就是你打开心，接受耶稣基督，做你的救主。
And God's word tells us that to believe, to receive a salvation is not based on anything else, but to open your heart to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
不在你在外面做些什么，而在于你的生命中有没有耶稣基督。
It does not matter whatever you do, what matters is whether you have a Christ in your life.
如果你生命中没有耶稣，耶稣不在你心里，你这个人永远不会改变。
And if you do not have a Christ in your life, if he is not in your heart, then you will never change.
但是有一天，一旦你心里相信耶稣不是别人，乃是神在肉身中显现，是主宰万有的主，你愿意打开心，让他做你人生的主宰，你那一天就得救了。
And to the point that you came to realize that Jesus Christ is the God manifested in the flesh, and that you are willing to accept him,And he is in control of everything, then that's the time you will be saved.
所以今天的话，为了帮助朋友们相信耶稣基督，我想就着圣经上的一个几节经文，我给大家有些分享。
In order to help gospel friends to believe in Jesus Christ, I would like to share based on some verses in the Bible.
我想之前有个简单的祷告。
And let's have a brief prayer.
Yeah.主耶稣，你知道我们的软弱。
Lord Jesus, you know our weaknesses.
主啊，你是人类的救主。
Lord, you are the savior to mankind.
你从死里复活，你仍然活着。
And you are resurrected from the dead, and now you still living.
每个人因为信你的名就能得救。
Everyone who believes in your name shall be saved.
求你荣耀你的名。
May you glorify your own name.
愿你的名今天保守我们。
May your name be keeping us.
帮助我们在你面前讲说
to help us so that we can preach before you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我想给大家分享一下约翰福音第八章的几节 经文。
I would like to share based on John chapter 8.
这是讲到主耶稣在地上的一个故事。
It talked about the story of Jesus when he was on earth.
我感觉这个故事把福音的真理表明得很清楚。
I think this story is demonstrated clearly concerning the truth of the gospel.
我想我先给大家读一遍。
And let's read it first for you.
我读一遍，林环可以读一节吧。
一节跟一节。
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。
But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
Early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people were coming to him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。
And the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court,
就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。”
They said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in adultery in the very act."
摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把她怎么样呢？
Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?
他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着拔告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
They were saying this, testing him, so that they might have a grounds for accusing him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”
But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。
Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。
When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones, and then he was left alone, and the woman, where she was in the center of the court.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”
Straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman,Where are they? Did no one condemn you?"
他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more."
这段故事啊，讲到一个罪人。
The story tells us about a sinner.
用很难听的话，是一个淫妇。
And put in another term, she was an adulterous woman.
并且她是罪证确凿，是在行淫的时候当场被捉的。
And they got a very clear evidence because she was caught in the very act.
神的律法呢？她实在是犯了罪。神的律法要求这样的人死。
And according to the law of God, for such a woman, she was supposed to be stoned to death.
你知道在旧约律法上，利未记20章20节这样写道。
And you know, in the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 20, it says,
与邻舍之妻行淫的，奸妇淫妇都必致死。
And it says that if you commit adultery with the neighbor's wife, then both of you will be stoned to death.
生命记也这样说过，生命记22章20节这样说。
Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 20 it also says,
人若遇见人与有丈夫的妇人行淫，就要将奸妇淫妇一并致死，这样就把那恶从以色列中除掉。
22:22 If a man is found lying with a married woman, then both of them shall die, the man who lay with a woman and the woman, thus you shall purge the evil from Israel.
不但是旧约中，在新约圣经里神的话也是这样说。
Not only in the Old Testament, but it is also true in the New Testament.
我们可以看到加拉太书5章19节这样说。
And also in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
加拉太书5章19节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
情欲的事是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人并不能承受神的国。
verse 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, a strife, a jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this, of which I forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
如果给大家印象再深一点，我再举一节经文，以弗所书第五章第五节。
I would like to leave a deeper impression on you, and so let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的，有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
Ephesians chapter 5:5. For this you know, with a certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
这个女人该不该死？
And is this woman should supposed to be condemned to death?
照神的律法，她是该死的。
According to the law of God, she's supposed to be stoned to death.
所以这些文士和法利赛人就把她带到了耶稣的跟前，问她。
So the scribes and the Pharisees brought her before Jesus and asked him.
夫子，你说我们该怎么办她？
And he said, teachers, what shall we do with her?
他们这样说话并不是要尊重耶稣，而是要试探耶稣。
When they said these things, they didn't respect the opinion of Jesus, rather they were testing him.
当时的背景啊，这个文士法利赛人，如果福音朋友不太清楚，就是当时犹太人中的一些宗教人士。
And for the background to the story, if God's friend, you don't know much about the scribes or Pharisees, they were actually the religious leaders.
他们是一些假冒伪善的一些人。
They were hypocrites.
当耶稣来到地上，他把神的那个爱、神的那个怜悯、神的真实带到了地上。
When Jesus Christ came to this earth, he brought the love and the mercy and the reality of God to this world.
他完全跟这些法利赛人完全不一样，所以说他就把这些法利赛人哦，整个的对比出来了。
And so she was completely different from these Pharisees, and in him we can see a strong contrast.
这些假冒为善的人的话，不但不去顺服耶稣，承认他是神的儿子，反而嫉妒他，要除灭他。
And these hypocrites, they didn't trust in him, trust in the Lord and obey him. Rather, they have a jealousy toward him, would like to destroy him.
所以他们特别是找着各样的把柄啊，要告他。今天的话，为他设了这个网络。
And so they would like to find all kinds of grounds, try to accuse him, and this is one of them.
这是非常阴险的一个计谋。
And this is a very cunning scheme.
因为如果耶稣说
Because if Jesus were to say,
Yeah, 把他打死。
Yes, stone her to death.
这样子的话，他会告耶稣，你没有怜悯的心。
Then they will accuse him, you don't have a mercy.
如果耶稣说，把他放倒。
If Jesus were to say, let her go.
那他们会说，你违反神的律法，你不是重生来的。
And they will say you disobey the law of God, and you are not from God.
所以耶稣没有马上回答，他在地上弯着腰画字。
So Jesus didn't answer immediately, and he stooped down and to write on the ground.
我们不知道在写的是什么字。
He didn't know what he was writing.
所以这法利赛人觉得他们真是让耶稣上钩了，就就不住地问他。
And so the Pharisees might have thought they already got a ground accusing him. So they kept asking him.
耶稣于是直起腰来对他们说。
And therefore Jesus straightened up and said to them,
你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
And he who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
是的，这个女人是有罪，是该死，罪证确凿的。
Indeed, this woman was sinful, committed an act of sin, and she was supposed to be stoned to death.
但是这些法利赛人呢？你们有没有罪
？And yet, you Pharisees, are you without sin?
你们在神面前 有没有亏欠？
Do you have any shortcomings before God?
圣经上告诉我们，我们每个人在神面前都是有罪的。
The Bible tells us that each one of us has a sin before God.
我们每个人的罪并不比这个淫妇的罪在神面前更轻。
Our sins before God are not less than the sin committed by the adulterous woman.
如果神用他圣洁的光来照我们每个人，照这些法利赛人，他们也会，我们每个人都看到，我们都是污秽不堪的。
And if God to shine His light of holiness in us, we will see that just like the Pharisees, all of us will be corrupt before Him.
我经常会用这个例子，我觉得这个例子说明很多这个事实。
And I often use this example. I think this example will explain many things.
你知道，前几年2008年，美国州长突然辞职。美国的纽约州长。
Okay. So in the year of 2008, the government of New York resigned very suddenly.
当政一年多，马上辞职。
He was in the office just over a year and he resigned.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为媒体查出来他犯了奸淫罪。
Because media discovered that he committed adultery.
他嫖妓。
And he got involved with prostitution.
而且招的妓女是华盛顿最高级的妓女。
And there was a very high class prostitute.
一个小时1000块钱
and $1,000 an hour.
当这个事情爆发以后，大家都觉得非常惊奇。
And when the news broke out, and everybody was surprised.
因为这个州长在当州长之前是这个道德先生。
And because the governor before he was elected into the office, he was a Mr. Moral.
他是纽约州的首席检察官，曾经大大的打击纽约的黄色行业，还有纽约华尔街的犯罪的集团。
And because before he was elected into the office, he was a DA in New York, and he beat the crimes of prostitution and also the crimes in the Wall Street.
所以说，人家称他为是华尔街的警官。
And so he was called a policeman in the Wall Street.
但是没有想他自己被他所打击的罪算在里面。
But out of expectation, he was involved a crime he tried to defeat.
他花上千的块钱在这上面。
He spent a lot of money in that.
事情发了以后，他羞愧，向妻子道歉，然后又辞职了。
And when the news broke out, and in his guilt, he apologized to his wife, and he resigned.
我再给大家说实话，我并不是说他是多坏的人。
So what I'm trying to say is, it's not that he is such a bad person.
其实我们每个人都不比他好多少。
And actually, as a matter of fact, that we are not better than he is.
我们里面都有罪孽。
Because in us we have sin.
我们只是没有环境。如果到了时候把你放在那个位置上，你敢肯定你不犯那样同样的罪吗？
And it's just the matter that we don't have that kind of circumstances. For example, if we are put in his position, can we dare to say that we won't commit same kind of crime?
圣经上说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible says that the world has sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
每个人在神面前都是罪人。
Every one of us is a sinner before Him.
要主耶稣曾经告诉我们。
Jesus Christ has told us.
你们听见吩咐古人的话说不可奸淫。
And He said that you have heard the commandment of the forefathers, do not commit adultery.
但是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女心中就动淫念的，这人和他已经在心里犯奸淫了。
But he said that when you see a woman and you have this adulterous thought in you, then you have committed adultery.
他已经犯了罪。
The person has committed adultery.
这个在神面前是行，这个是一样的。
That is considered the same before God.
谁敢说自己 是无罪的。
Who can dare to say that you are sinless? You are without sin.
你知道前啊星期五，大家也听看到新闻，两届的美国副总统候选人 Edwards。
Okay, there's news on Friday. There's two-time presidential candidate John Edwards.
被联邦政府起诉。
And he was indicted by the federal government.
什么原因？同样的事情。
What's the problem? The same issue.
他竞选的时候给人的印象都是爱家、爱妻子、好丈夫。
And when he was in the campaign, he left the impression to others that he was a family man, good husband. He loved his wife.
但是最近铺路，他跟自己的那个职员啊、有这个婚外情，并且生了个小孩。
And now the recent exposure to reveal that he was in an extramarital affair with one of his staffers, and then they have a child together.
谁敢他说他？他没有罪。
Who dare to say that he or she is without sin?
这些事情我自己都觉得突然，因为我们2006年看选举的时候，哇，这个人不错，很俊呐、啊，这个各方面哦，他跟他太太的关系哦，让人羡慕哦。你最后结果是这样子的。
Because in the 2006 race, when we look at this person, we will feel like, oh, this is a pretty good guy, and handsome, and then he also loves his wife, and everything seems pretty good.
而且他是在他带太太犯乳癌的时候做些这事情。
And also the sin was committed when his wife was struggling with breast cancer.
他太太因这个事情就跟他离婚了，并且不久就去世了。
Because of this affair, his wife divorced him and she passed away shortly.
你想想看这些罪的结果，这些罪所造成的影响，你怎么挽回？
Think about the consequence and the effect of the sin. How can you turn that around?
前几年的话，我们也听到这样一个故事，一个很年轻的女孩子，可能20岁出头。
And also a few years ago, we also heard this news. A young girl, probably in his early 20s.
在圣诞夜把他的父母杀死。
She killed her parents on the eve of Christmas.
就在华盛顿州。
And she was in the state of Washington.
她跟她的男朋友一起做的事。
And she did that together with her boyfriend.
并且把她的嫂子刚好那时候来看他们啊，也一同杀死，连同她嫂子的两个五六岁的小孩都这是冷血动物，把他枪毙加枪杀。
She also killed the sister-in-law and her two kids who happened to visit them at the time.
为什么
？Why was that？
他说，小的时候，他父母资助他的弟兄去上大学，没有资助他。他父母不公平。
What's the reason for the murder? And she said that because her parents supported her brother to college, and but her parents didn't support her, and so it's unfair.
这种记恨、仇恨，最后发展到这种凶杀。
The jealousy and the hatred continue to develop into murder.
主耶稣告诉我们，你们听见吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人。
Jesus Christ told us that you have heard from your forefathers you are not supposed to kill. You are not to kill.
凡杀人的难免受审判。
And those who killed will be judged.
但主说，我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，凡骂弟兄是拉家的难免公会的审判，凡骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。
And, but I tell you that if you have you are mad with your brothers and you call them fool, then you will be judged and you will not be spared from the fire of the hell.
在神面前，恨人就是杀人。
Before God, if you hate someone and you are killing the person,
谁敢说他心中没有恨？
Who dare to say that you do not have a hatred in you?
所以这些法利赛人、文士和法利赛人是瞎眼的，他们以为自己很正直。但他们不知道，在神面前，他们也是罪人。
So these scribes and the Pharisees were blind. They thought they were righteous, but they didn't know that they are also have sin.
如果神要这个淫妇死，神也必须要他们死。如果神要定他的罪，定这个妇女的罪，也必要定他们的罪。
If God were to condemn the adulterous woman to death, the God were also to condemn the Pharisee and the scribes to death.
神主耶稣说这个话，我想心里充满了感叹。他说谁你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
When Jesus Christ made a statement, if there's he who is without sin among you, let him be the first one throw the stone at her. I believe that the Lord's heart is filled with a sigh and sorrow.
因为在他眼中，谁的罪都藏不掉的。
Because
他看得清清楚楚的你的罪。
Because he can see clearly your sins.
你岂敢说这样的话
？Who dares to say such, make such a statement?
他真是感忧心他们心中的无知和和这个盲眼。
He grieved about their blindness and also the ignorance of the scribes and the Pharisees.
我想主耶稣这句话深深刺中他们的心。
I think that the word of the Lord touched their hearts.
所以说他们圣经上说他们就从老到少少小一个个就出去了。
And the Bible recorded that they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones.
为什么从老的开始呢？
Why starting from the older ones?
我想人越老越知道自己的本相，越知道你不是那个正人君子。
I think the more you are advanced in years, you will come to know yourself better, and you will come to realize that you are not as righteous as you thought.
而且越意识到自己哦，不能做自己的主，自己不能人定胜天。
And the more you will realize that you cannot be your own Lord and you cannot overcome heaven.
所以说从老到少一个就出去了。
So from the older ones, one by one, they went out.
说只剩下这个妇人和耶稣在那里。那耶稣就问他，妇人他们没有定你的罪吗？
And there was only Jesus was left and with the woman. So Jesus said to ask her, and woman, where are they? Didn't one condemn you?
他说没有。他说主啊，没有。他称耶稣为主。
And she said, no one, Lord. And she called Jesus Lord.
耶稣回答说，我也不定你的罪。去吧，从今以后不要犯罪了。
And Jesus answered, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on. Sin no more.
这句话何等安慰。
And it's such a comforting statement.
但是我要问大家，主耶稣说这个话公不公平呢？
But I would like to ask you, whether it's fair for Jesus to say such a thing.
他是不是违反神的律法呢？
Did he disobey the law of God?
这个女人明明犯了罪，得罪了人，得罪了神。主耶稣说，你去吧，我不定你的罪了。这个公不公平？
It is a fact that this woman committed adultery, and Jesus said, "Go, and I will not condemn you." Is that fair?
弟兄朋友们，你们不知道，当主耶稣说这个话的时候，他背后所要付的代价有多大？
Friends, actually, you don't know what great price Jesus Christ going to pay when he made such a statement.
因为神是公义的，神跟神绝对的恨恶罪。
Because a God is righteous and he hates sins.
神跟罪哦势不两立。
And there's only have a God without the other. They cannot exist together.
罪如果人犯了罪，神绝对不能不惩罚。
And so once a sin is committed, God's judgment will be there.
神的话告诉我们，犯罪的他必要死。
Because God's words tells us that he who commits sins will die.
并且神说，我断不以有罪的为无罪的，必要追讨他的罪，从父及子，直到三四代。
And also God said that I will consider sin as without sin, and I will go after it from the father to the son, to three to four generations.
所以朋友们，你们在这个世界上啊，一定要小心，不要随便去犯罪。
So friends, when you're in this world, do not lightly just committing sin.
神有最后审判的时候，当审判的时候，样样的罪啊都要供出来。
So there is going to have a God's final judgment, and in that, before that judgment, all the sins will be exposed.
但是神又是，他是公义的，他又是慈爱的。
But on the one hand, God is righteous and He is also love.
如果我们死，那么我们什么就没有了。
If we die, then nothing will be left.
神不愿意我们死。
God does not want us to die.
他造我们并不是让我们去死的。
He created us not for death.
但因为他爱我们，不愿意我们去因罪而死，他就差遣耶稣基督来到地上，来拯救我们。
Because he loved us, he didn't want us to die because of sin. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us.
耶稣来到地上一个主要的目的啊，就是为我们赎罪。
One of the main purposes for Jesus Christ to come to this world is to redeem, to atone for our sins.
因为我们所犯的罪呢，神让所有的罪啊归在耶稣的头上。他神没有刑罚我，他刑罚在神耶稣的身上。
Because God put all the sins we have committed on Jesus, God did not condemn us, rather He condemned His Son Jesus.
让他为我们的罪受罪的刑罚，就是去死。
So that he will go through the condemnation of a sin, that is death.
所以耶稣在十字架上为死哦，朋友们，你们一定要知道，这个死哦，是为你而死，为我而死，是为我们的罪而死的。
So the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, friends, you have to realize that that is for you and for me, for our sins.
他是我们的代罪的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God for us.
他从来没有犯过罪，但是哦，因为要救我们，要承担我们罪的刑罚，让我们为我们而死。
And there was no sin found in him, and yet to save us from the condemnation of sin, and he died for us.
你知道，当耶稣最后在十字架上死的时候，他说：“父啊。”我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
You know, when Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, and at the last moment, he said, Father, I committed my spirit into your hands.
他就死了。
And he passed away.
旁边的罗马兵丁呢，为了证实他死的，就拿一杆很长的枪哦，就捅他的这个胸膛，一下捅上去。
And Roman soldiers at that scene would like to prove that he already died, and they used their spear to pierce into his side.
然后圣经上讲，就有血和水流出来。
And the Bible recorded that there's a gushing of water and blood.
因为他的心脏完全被击碎了，里面的水都流出来。
Because his heart was completely broken, and so there's water gushing out.
血流出来为了赎我们的罪。
The blood was to atone for our sin.
圣经上告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Because the Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, the sin cannot be forgiven.
你看所有这些奸淫、杀人这些罪，还有我们心里的罪，这些罪怎么得到赦免？怎么得到除尽呢？神怎样接纳你到天堂？有所有这些罪，不可能的。
Then for the sin we have committed, including adultery, how can God receive you to heaven? It's impossible.
只有一个办法，耶稣的神的儿子耶稣为你流出这个宝血，他的血呢洗净我们所有的罪。
There is only one way, that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, shed His blood for us, and His blood will cleanse us.
水呢，圣经告诉我们，水代表生命哦，神赐给我们新的生命。
And the water represents life, because God is giving us a new life.
让我们重生得救。
So that we can be born again and then we can be saved.
所以说在这种情况下，我们每个人得救了，不是靠你要做什么好事，不是靠你要捐多少钱给穷人，不是靠你呢做一些稀奇古怪的一些打坐啊练功啊做些这些事情，不是，这都不能让你得救的。
So to be saved is not based on what you have done, or how much money you have offered to the poor, or even some religious practice.
每个人得救是靠着神的救赎。
everyone who is saved is based on his redemption.
靠神耶稣神的儿子为你流血。
Based on the blood, his son shed for you.
神的儿子不流血，我们的罪永远不得赦免，我们永远不能得救，不能上天堂。
Without the shedding of the blood of his son, we will never be saved. We cannot go to heaven.
但是现在神的儿子已经为我们流血舍命了，那么回到天堂的，回到天家的路就打开了。
But now the blood of his son has been shed for us, so the way back to heaven has been opened.
如果你在神面前承认你是罪人，你愿意接受神的救赎，你愿意相信他死是为你死的，你愿意打开心接受耶稣做你的救主，说主啊，你是那位我应当依靠的，我的生命应该交给你，那么神就接待你，看你啊，从来没有犯罪一样。
So if now you are willing to open your heart to receive his redemption and then to confess that he died for you and then to realize that he is the one you can trust on, then God will consider you have never committed sins.
若是不通过这个，你的罪啊，永远得不到赦免，你的罪自己承担。
Without going through this, then your sins will never be forgiven. You have to take the consequence of your sin.
现在就说，神在这场呼召我们，你愿不愿意接受？
Right on this point, the God is calling us whether you are willing to receive.
如果你听到耶稣的名，你相信他是为你而死，他爱你，你打开心接受他做你的救主，你就得救。
If you have heard the name of Jesus and you are willing to believe in him, knowing believe that he died for you and to open your heart to receive him, then you will be saved.
如果你不是从这条路进来的，永远不能得救。
If you are not going through this route into salvation, then you will never be saved.
由于时间的关系的话，我就不多讲。
For the constraint of time, I will say no more.
但是我想哦，在结束之前，还是留个机会哦，给朋友们有个机会来接受主。
But before I conclude, I would still like to give a gospel friends a chance to receive the Lord.
就是如果你听到耶稣的名，听到这些见证，你相信哦，他是神的儿子，你愿意接受他，你现在就可以做个决定。
And that is, you have heard about his name, and you have heard the testimonies, and you are willing to accept him, then now is the time for you to make the decision.
我们啊啊稍微留几分钟，我们给你这样机会来接受。
I would like to use a few more minutes for you to make the decision.
我们先做一个祷告，然后我会做一下呼召。
And let's have a word of prayer, and after that, I will make the call.
天上的父啊，感谢你这样爱我们，把你的独生爱子这样子赐给我们，让他为我们而死。
Father in heaven, we do want to thank you for loving us so much, for giving us your beloved son to us, to die for us.
因为你爱我们，不愿意我们灭亡，你要万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
Because you love us so much, you don't desire us to perish, you don't all to perish, but you want all to be saved.
求你借着你的圣灵在朋友心中动工，鼓励他们的心，使他们明白真道。
Pray that by your Holy Spirit you will move in the hearts of the gospel friends so that they will understand the truth.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我想朋友们，请你们还仍然闭着眼睛在主面前有些思想。如果你心里有感动如果你要你愿意接受这位耶稣做你的救主，你相信他是为你而死，他是爱你的那一位，他值得你一生的信赖，你愿意把你的生命交给他，不管你的情形怎么样，你愿意这样做这个决定，我想能不能让你在你在那个椅子上把你的手稍微举一下，让我看一下。
Friends, we would like to ask you to continue to close your eyes, and if you are willing to accept the Lord, and understand that He has died for you, and please remain in your seats and just show your hands.
也许你听福音已经很久你都在犹豫挣扎，但是 神在感动你，我想你就不要再继续这种犹豫，因为我们得救哦，不是靠着自己的行为，而是靠着信从主耶稣基督的名。Yeah, what?
Probably you have heard the gospel for a long time. You have struggled and hesitated to believe in him. But we recommend you do not hesitate any longer, because it is not by your own work. It is by believing in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你愿意的话啊，请你稍微举下手。
If you are willing, please show your hand.
好啊、那我们下面就做个祷告。我想如果你心里愿意的话，也跟我一起做这个祷告，把你的心愿讲给神听，好不好？
Then we'll have another word of a prayer. If you are willing, please follow this prayer in your heart.
主耶稣啊，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
感谢你今天啊、帮助我们来讲说这些话。
Thank you for helping us to share these words.
这些微薄的话语在交在你的手里，求你继续的使用。
We lift up these weak words into your hands, and may you use them.
我们当中有些朋友若是对你有心，求你也让他们在心中向你求告。
And for the friends among us who have a desire for you, also pray that you will teach, continue to draw them to plead for you, plead with you.
求你继续的引导他们的心，啊，愿福音的种子能在他们心中扎根。
Pray that you will continue to lead their hearts and so that the seed of the gospel can be planted in their hearts.
使他们啊、在你所定的时间特特的归你。
So that they can become yours and in your time.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.